Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in. Okay, so this one's for my people who struggle to put out the things they want to put out into the world. So they struggle, whether it's to create content or art or a business or a new teaching or something that you feel called to share with the world, but you don't feel like you are ready or that it will be accepted or if it's perfect enough. I just feel like I talk to so many people that are in the planning stages of pursuing something that they might never actually put out there. And I am someone who's put a lot of things out into the world. I try different things. I dabble in different avenues so that I can learn what's for me. And so something that's really helped me, that's allowed me to, has freed me up to create and to make things and to present them to the world. And I wanted to share it because it's something that I think there's so many people and so many women that I admire that aren't putting the things that they want or feel called to put into the world because they're afraid of what someone's going to say. They're afraid of it not being perfect or having a spelling error or, you know, I don't care about any of that stuff. So at the end of the day, I stumbled upon Rick Rubin. He's a music producer. I know he's really famous. Some people know him, some people don't. I guess I knew the name, but I didn't really think too much about him until I listened to a podcast and I started seeing on Instagram some of his thoughts. And I thought, this guy gets it. And the thing that I love that he said, that I think is one of without knowing I was doing this, is one of the things that allows me to continue to create and to make things and put them into the world. And he views the things that he makes as like a diary entry. So that's like, it's like, you can't tell someone their diary entry isn't good. It's like, that's their truth. That's their interpretation. It's like, it's not up for debate. And so for me, that's one of the ways that I've been able to free myself up of other people's, opinions. Is I'm not necessarily interested. I love to see people, you know, like, it's like as a hair colorist, you know, it's like people are always engaging with something that you made. And there's, you know, it's not really up to me to decide if it's good or bad. It's like, that person wears their hair every day. So at the end of the day, I have to remove my ego enough from it to be like, yeah, I do beautiful hair color. But it's up to the person who's wearing it to interpret it as being for them or not. And so I feel like it's like kind of allowed me to detach from the things that I make. I still want things to resonate with people, but I don't take, something Gary Vaynerchuk says, like, I don't take the applause that seriously. I don't take the booze that seriously. So it ends up being cool if you like it and okay if you don't. And, you know, it's like you don't flip a switch and just start acting like, you know, feeling that way internally. But I do feel like it's slowly over time, the more things that I've made, the more podcasts I put out, the more hair color I create, the more I've been able to have this diary entry kind of attitude towards the things that I create. And I do feel it gives you freedom to make things, and you kind of have to put things out there and not for other people as much as for you. It's like I started the podcast for me in service of like myself and ended up being able to do that for other people. And so like, I guess, as women, so many of us, I think we've so much of our life, we're seeking external validation. We're seeking other people to tell us how we're doing. And I know that there was like 30 years of my life where I would do something that I felt inspired to do, but then I would crowdsource acceptance and, just applause. I was like looking around like, okay, I felt like I was myself, but like, I care more about what everyone else thinks about it. And I just was like scanning the room. And it's a very cool mentality to start to adapt to. It frees you up to make things. You know, like, it's like, again, it's like I would never read someone's diary and say it wasn't good. And so that's how I really view the things that I make and the things that I put out into the world. I always say I'm like living to my highest knowing. That's going to change. Please check the date on the things you're reading or listening to, because the goal is not to stay the same. And that's what's so cool about a diary entry. It's like a snapshot in time. So, you know, even an example of like, it's so funny, is like when my daughter was born, I got all these children's books and I was like in that postpartum young baby stage. And I was like, oh my God, these books are so long and they don't make any sense. And I've gone back now with like a 3.5-year-old and I'm like, what a beautiful book. But when I read it, when I wasn't ready for it or not in the frame of mind to read it, I was like, what a stupid book. And like, I don't know. I think sometimes like that's like how people interpret the things that we make, right? It's like they're not in a place to receive it or hear it. And so they say it's dumb or they say it's bad or whatever. But at the end of the day, like, some of my favorite children's books that I read my daughter today, when I read them when she was brand new, I was like so annoyed at how long it was. I just was not in a place to hear it. And now I'm like, are any of these children books, or are these all about being a grown up in this world? I'm like, I'm reading them as much for me as for her. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg book, that woman, I learned so much about her. Anyway, I just really feel like, even now, and I just think, you know, as women, we've been like taught to seek externally what we can only give ourselves internally. And I think I've started to learn that as I made more things, and even now, when I receive a compliment, I think the thing that shifted for me is I like to be felt by people, right? It's like, I don't really want a compliment. I want to feel like you see me, you feel me, and that you have been felt by me and I've been felt by you. And I think that's why, and I was talking to my friend about this today, that's why when someone gets their hair done, you can feel that they liked it. You can feel that they resonate with it. And when most of my clients, when they leave, we take the cape off, they're like, oh my God, I love seeing you. And they like bounce out of the salon. Most people, we don't go, I love my hair, but it is felt. I feel them. I feel their energy about it. And that's like, I think that when you make things, the most satisfying thing is to be felt by people and to be like, wow, that resonated with that person. So like nowadays when I get a compliment, I'm like, sometimes, you know, I'm just like, what? It's not that I can receive them and say like, oh, thank you. Like, but sometimes I'm like, I can tell that the person giving it's like, oh, I thought you'd be more excited that I liked it. And I'm like, I don't know what you mean. Like, I don't need you to like it, you know? And the thing is sometimes like, I don't know, I love words and I love talking and I love communicating. I think that when you create something or you make something, you can feel how it has resonated with a person. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes words feel cheap. And, you know, like when someone says like, oh, I thought that would make you feel good. It's like that person doesn't have the power to make me feel good. Just like that person does not have the power to make me feel bad. It's like, my diary entry just is. And I'm so grateful that I saw that clip of Rick Rubin, because it resonated with my soul and it was exactly how I feel. And so like when, you know, just an example of like when someone is like feels you, they're like, oh my gosh, like I love this, or just like the energy of their gratitude is much more valuable, holds a much higher currency than a cheap compliment. Not all compliments are cheap. Not all compliments are created equal. Kind of depends on the whole thing. But I guess it's just something that I just think the more things you make and the more people that it is felt by, the less you need everyone to feel it and the less you need kind of that confirmation or like, I don't know, I guess I'm not looking for that. And I don't know, I remember like years and years ago taking a break from being around a whole group of people. And when I went back to being around them, someone was like, hey, that's really cool, everything you're doing and blah, blah, blah. And I remember being like, it's so weird since it's like for women and it's for hairstylists and like, it's like a nice thing that he said, but it's also like his compliment doesn't really hold much weight because it's not really for him. So thank you so much. And I remember thinking, wow, I have started to make the shift, because when you grow up kind of like hungry for, I don't know, like starved for attention, starved for any mirroring, starved for someone to just see you, I think that you can go through life really just like desperate for approval. And in that moment when that person was really well-intended, I remember thinking like, who cares what you think? I don't mean that disrespectfully. I mean it just like, thank you so much. I don't know what, it's just funny. Like, and I can look back at my life now up until like 30 and see how I've just really just desperately wanted people to like see me, desperately wanted to be told I was doing it right. And then I think the last almost 7 years has been being like, wait, fuck that. I'm going to do something honest. And it's not like you wake up and you all of a sudden can just like show up honest. I think it's been a slow process of kind of like allowing myself to open up and to be more real. And I think the more honest that I've gotten, the less I've needed people to tell me that it's good. Because like Rick Rubin says, it's a diary entry. So I think that so many of us would free ourselves up when we realize that we don't need the people's validation that we think we need. And life's funny because people that you're like, that person's going to make fun of me, some will, but sometimes people that you think are going to make fun of you, and that's happened to me before, which is just kind of a fun, it's a kind of a fun little moment when you're like, oh my gosh, like I resonate with someone. Like what I'm saying, what I'm doing, what I created resonates with someone that I thought would have passed judgment on me. I don't know. I just sometimes think it's the universe's way of saying like, you were meant to make this thing. And the stories you told yourself about who was going to laugh at you and who was going to be like, what does she know about business? Sometimes, oftentimes, are the people that it helps. And so I don't know. And I think that it's such a compliment. And that's like a true compliment, is like when you're like, wow, like I can tell it resonates. And then if it doesn't, which it won't for a lot of people, unless you're making something super vanilla, and then everyone will be like, yeah, cool. But no one will really like it because it doesn't stand for anything. I think you just have to continue to kind of create, and then you continue to build up your sense of self so that you can stand on your own and stand with what you do, regardless of if other people do. So I just really want to help other women in general that have things they want to make, things they want to create, like that are afraid to do it wrong. I'm here to tell you that you can't. You can't do it wrong if you do it honest and you do it for the right reasons and you create things, you know, first in the service of you and then the service of others. You know, it's fun to be in the service of others, but a lot of us skip the step of serving ourselves. And I truly believe that the things that I continue to do the things that I make, they first serve me, and then in turn they serve other people. And when I've skipped that me part, I'm creating things that are right, but like I'm doing it right, but it's not honest. And so I feel like we have to merge those two things together to really have the sustainability that we want in our lives of like, I can make things for other people for a certain amount of time, but it will not be something I can sustain. But if I'm making it for my soul, from my soul to your soul, it's like, that's the kind of stuff that has the ability to stand the test of time. So I hope you have a wave making day and you get to creating your diary entries. Talk next week. Bye-bye.